appreciate the message already tonight and how it spoke to our heart. And I really, this week, I hope to see, hope the Lord does something in our hearts and our lives. It's not just a meeting, but I hope the Lord challenges us and has us to do something and draw close to the Lord. We're sure that God needs it. I need it. And you need it. And I pray the Lord to do something for our hearts this week. Psalms chapter 51. The Bible said, "Have mercy on me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions, wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, and thee only, have I sinned, and done this evil in thy sight. Thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part, thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bonds which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation. My tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offerings. The sacrifice of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with thy sacrifice of righteousness, with burnt offerings, whole burnt offerings. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar." Lord, bless tonight. Revive our hearts. Save the unsaved. Bring folks back to you, Lord, as only you can. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Quickly tonight, I'd like to give you three things. And I believe a cause of personal revival this week in our hearts. Three things that I feel like a cause of personal revival in our hearts tonight. And really, that's exactly what we need in our hearts and our lives tonight, is a personal revival. I need one in my heart, and you need one in your heart. Somebody said we need to get the multitudes in Chattanooga saved this week. If you get a revival in our hearts tonight, and this week, folks will get saved after I've gone down the road somewhere else. Somebody will get saved by the grace of God. But oh, how we need revival in our hearts. And as I read this chapter of Scripture, I thought about some things in my in my own life that I needed. Now, I don't know about yourself, but I preach this message to myself today, and now I want to preach it to you and show you three things that God showed me here in this Bible. The Bible said in verse 10, "Create in me a clean heart." Oh, to God tonight, we had a clean heart. We need it tonight. If we ever have revival, we've got to have a clean heart. We've got to come clean with God. It's not a play thing. It's not a put on. It's not a joke. It's not a frolic. But it's a clean heart in the sight of God. I need it. And you need it. We've got to have it. If God shows a power of God in our lives, we've got to have a clean heart in the sight of God. The Bible said, "If I renard iniquity in my heart, thou wilt not hear me." No, how we need to get the iniquity out of my heart, out of your heart. Come clean with God. And treat him like a father instead of some outsider. Say, God, I'm coming clean with you. God, help me to come clean this week. Bible said, clean heart. How we need that in our heart in our lives tonight. And I want to tell you exactly how to have a clean heart. It takes self-examination. Examination of our flesh. Now, it's very common nowadays that we'll fight and raise hell with the Carmelites and over water baptism, and everybody says, we're baptized this way, and oh, that's often argued and debated about. How one Lord, one faith, and one baptism, and I believe every bit of that. But I'll tell you something you never hear nobody argue about. That's the other ordinance in the Baptist church, and that's self-examination for the Lord's Supper. Nobody never mentions that ordinance. Nobody argues over that. You know why we don't argue over it? Because it's not me judging Brother Bob. It's not Bob judging me. But it's us judging ourselves. The Bible said to judge not others, but judge ourselves, lest we be judged. Now I'll tell you what'll bring solemnity, what'll bring sobriety to service, is to judge yourself, brothers and sisters. Not me judging, not somebody else judging, but judge yourself in the sight of God. That'll bring a clean heart to old self. Examination of our flesh is no other way to do it. The Calvary, Jesus judged our sins. On Calvary, He judged our sins. And we judge ourselves daily that we be not judged. But the judgment seat of God waits on us if we don't judge ourselves. Examine the flesh. Create a clean heart. Eternal forgiveness after you've judged yourself. The Bible said He's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Aren't you glad of that? The Lord promised eternal forgiveness if we judge ourselves. I'll tell you where we're at today, though. We let sin build up and build up and build up. And then it comes with a dam and the water and the Spirit of God will flow from the glory world. It's because of sin in our lives and our hearts. But judge yourself daily and cleanse yourself daily that you be not judged. Examine the flesh, then we can have eternal forgiveness. But thank God when we've done that, we can establish fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. He said if we walk in the light, then we have fellowship one with another. I remember and recall about those men that walked on the road of Gaius and Emmaus together. The Bible said the Lord came along and walked with those men on that Emmaus road. They walked and talked and had conversation. When they reached their destination, they said, even as He spoke, did not our heart burn within us? They is having that fellowship with God. Oh my God, how we need it tonight. We need some fellowship with the Master. We've got fellowship with everything under God's heaven but the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I don't know about you, but I spent about 30 weeks this year. I'm booked on the road away from my family. Now, I mean a touch of God's what I need. It ain't some preacher I need, but it's God walking with me I need. It's the comfort of the sweet Holy Ghost of God. And I need it when I stand behind the overboard. Stand and preach with a Creighton. I need a touch of God on my life. I'm tired of God's tale of means and foes. I'm making a mockery of God. But we can have fellowship if we'll come clean with God. Establish that fellowship. He said, a clean heart. Not tonight. I would to God I had a clean heart before God. I want a clean heart, Brother Gill, in the sight of God. I want it every day when I rise up in the morning. I want my heart to be clean with God. But look quickly, if you will, on that verse where it said, renew a right spirit within me. Not only a clean heart, but we need the right spirit within us. Now, I don't know about you, but And I got saved by the grace of God. I didn't know a thing in the world about your Baptist church. I know nothing about your Baptist church. I didn't know nothing about church business. I didn't know nothing. I just got saved by the grace of God, all I know. I didn't know that Baptist was fussing and fuming and pardon. Now I want to tell you tonight, I'm independent premillennial Baptist without apology tonight. But I didn't know nothing about that, and I got saved. All I know that God had saved my soul and gave me a fishing pole. That's all I know. God saved me by His amazing grace. I didn't know nothing about nothing. But I'll tell you what I did know. I had a good spirit within my heart. I love people. I honor people. And I enjoy walking with God. Amen, brother. I never had been to hell raising conference meeting. I never had seen churches split. I didn't know nothing about that. But I'll tell you what I did know. I had a good spirit right here in my heart. And I love people. 12 years now, water on the bridge. And I realize that they do have trouble in churches. And I realize that all people that says they're your friends ain't your friends. And I preach in enough Baptist church fellowships to realize they're the most butchering crowd I've ever seen in my life. But I'm telling you tonight, I still want to keep that good broken spirit in my heart. Huh? You want me to tell you what the difference is between a gossiper and a buzzard? A buzzard wastes his praise dead before he chews him apart. Amen? That's the difference in them, brother. I didn't know all about that. But I'll tell you tonight, despite what they do and despite what they say, we can have a good spirit in our heart. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 said, "But God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind, brother." Not by my might, not by my spirit, but it's by His spirit. I like what Gil said, it's all with God. That's what it is. It's God. That's what it is. I don't want my spirit. I don't want your spirit. But I want the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's the power we need. And oh my God, how we need that love. If we have a right spirit in our heart. I mean, love folks for what they are. Let me tell you the best way to have friends tonight. Find you a cemetery somewhere and bury their faults and love them anyway. That's the best way for you to have friends tonight. Look beyond their faults. Look beyond their failures and say I love them for what they are and be good to them and pray for them, brother. Say, that's old-time preaching. Bless God, that's what I've come to help you for, is old-time preacher. That's all I know. That's all I know about. Old-fashioned worshiping God, that's all I've ever known. I've been 12 years down the road. I shout home I come. I'll be shouting home I leave. And the next time you see me, by the grace of God, it'll be the same, brother. Woo! I want a right spirit within me. I want that right spirit and a sound mind, Brother Henson. That's one of the men. He got a good spirit about him, Brother Henson. He's kind of like an Underwood fellow over here at Rossville. Larry Underwood. He got that good countenance about him. That's what Brother Henson is. They got that good, humble spirit about him. They're not smart at it. They just got a good countenance and spirit about them. I would to God we more of us had that tonight. But we need a sound mind. Mark chapter 5. I know a boy named Legion for the Gadareans. Jesus stepped off that boat, roared down the gangplank of grace, and stepped over that aisle and rose up. I can see them devils, them imps, come over and said, "Where's our maniac? Where's maniac?" They said, "Well, he's over here at the master's feet. Some man called Jesus come by and got him a while ago." Amen! They said, "Maniac, what you doing over here, old maniac?" First of all, the Bible said he was clothed. We could take a lesson in that right off the bat in summertime. Bible said he was clothed. And I'm not staying there. Don't get worried. He said he was in his right mind. But I want you to look. You're looking at an old outlaw. You're looking at an old outlaw Southern rebel, brother. God, oh, 12 years ago, the law said send him off. Danny said I'm through with him. But thank God that bone come by, that marching man come by, and sell my words in, and bold me like a power of great power. He established my glory with a song in my heart. And glory to God, it's sweeter than mine, and it was back in, brother. Hallelujah. He gave me a sound mind, brother. He stopped me from sassing my mama and my daddy. Made me call them ma'am and sir. And my daddy's old and toddling now. Comes over to my house sometimes. Gonna fix something, makes more of a mess than didn't take the house. Said I turned the yard up, they my lawnmower fixed it. 8 hours, didn't he? Never did fix it. Don't you know, bless God, that's my daddy. I'll buy him another and sit there beside him. You don't sit there and work on him. God, give me a sound mind when it's time for that day. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. A light spirit. He give me a light spirit. Oh, hallelujah. Last of all, Bible said, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. We got it in our minds it's our salvation. No, it's his, brother. It ain't mine. He said, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. I feel like I now take a little bit of that joy running around here. A joy of God. Let me tell you what that joy is in closing tonight. That joy is spelled J-O-Y. I tell you how to have that joy. Brother Thompson, that J stands for Jesus. Put him first. That O stands for others. Put him second. And that Y stands for you. Put ourselves last. We'll live for Jesus. Then live for others. Had to cause that vertical relationship. Then we can reach horizontal to others. And then we won't have time for ourselves. God help us to have that. I thought about an illustration. If you'll excuse using another man, Dr. Bob Gray in Jacksonville, Florida. I appreciate him. I believe he preaches a book. Preaches King James 16:11, believes the book. Has good men around him. I appreciate him. Now, I remember the illustration he gave one time. He said he was in a revival conference somewhere and got on a plane. Started way back to Jacksonville, Florida. It was a long flight. He got on the airplane and looked for a seat. He finally comes to a seat. Well, there's a small lad there, little boy sitting there, and he sat down beside him. And that little boy, he noticed he kept watching him, kept looking at him. Finally, Brother Gray looked at him, put his book down, looked at him. That little boy said, I know you. He said, you do. He said, what's my name? He said, you know. You know! He said, well, little boy may not be all right or something. He kept riding the plane and watching, and he kept seeing them eyes piercing through him, watching him. He put down his book again. Little boy said, I know your name. He said, what is it? He said, you know. You know! You know! And again, the little boy looked at him with piercing eyes. Little boy was in a broken home, being flew back home from his mother's house back to his dad, being in a divorced home. And he asked that little boy again. He said, the boy said, I know your name. He said, what is it? He said, you know. You know. And again, the little boy kept watching him. The little boy punched him on the leg and said, I know who your girlfriend is. And that puts him up in. He said, who is it? He said, you know. You know. And again, the little boy looked at him. He said, I know who your girlfriend is. He said, who is it, son? By that time, he was curious. He said, Lois Lane. Lois Lane. Said, that's your girlfriend. He said, well, the little boy, something's wrong with him. But it wasn't long after that. He saw the little boy down in his trousers and looking up his britches legs. Down in his trousers, he said, boy, what you doing? He said, where's your red boots at? Where's your red boots? He said, I didn't bring them on this trip. I didn't bring them on this trip. He got back to reading his book. The little boy said, wouldn't mind if I lay my head down in your lap, would you? Could I lay my head down in your lap? He said, that'll be fine. The little boy laid his head down in Dr. Gray's lap. He could see him piercing him eyes on him up through that book. He raised the book and he said, I love you, Superman. He said, I love you, Superman. That little boy saw his hero in that man's face and eyes. I wonder tonight, does the world see our hero in us? I wonder tonight, would the world look at me and you and say, you remind me of Jesus. You remind me of the Savior. You remind me of the Redeemer. Oh my God, tonight, if we have joy, it'll be because Jesus is first in our lives. As they come to the instruments tonight, in closing, I'd like for you to sing that old song, Search Me, O Lord. Search Me, O Lord. A man moved in a boarding house one time to stay with some construction workers. Just a few days he would be there. And there was a lady in that house, a prostitute of ill repute. She made her living hustling those men in that house. Everybody butchered her and talked about her and cussed her and jerked her and beat her. That man moved in and was awfully kind to her. Every time he'd see her in the hallway, he'd speak and say, how do you do, ma'am? Every time he'd see her in the yard, he'd say, how do you do, ma'am? He was kind and nice and accommodating to her. When that man, after a month stay, got ready to leave that boarding house, that woman walked up to him and said, sir, I'd like to ask you something. I've got an old gray-headed mama at home. She used to tell me about a man called Jesus that loved me and died for me. He said he was a kind and a good man. And sir, I just wondered, are you him? Are you that man my grandma and mama told me about? I wonder tonight, are they enough about us that somebody'd walk up and say, are you Jesus? Do you know Jesus? Are they? I wonder, really, are they? Heads bowed and eyes closed tonight. Oh, God, how we need a clean heart tonight. Oh, how we need to examine ourselves tonight. Examine the flesh. See where we stand with God. Renew that right spirit. Got it, or have you got bitter? Got bitter? How about that joy? Are you putting Jesus first? And others second? And ourselves last. I wonder tonight why nobody's looking. Is there a place softly? Would there be a precious hand that'd go up and say, preacher, I'm lost without God. Oh, my heart's dirty and vile. Oh, how I need a clean heart. Preacher, I'm lost without God. I don't want to leave here and go to hell. I wonder if you'd raise that hand, take it back down tonight, would you? Would there be one tonight? You say, preacher, I'm too far gone in sin. Not so, beloved. I don't care what you've done. The Lord loves you, cares about you. Oh, it's mercy. The throne of grace tonight. Hebrews chapter 4 said, let us come boldly to the throne of grace that we might obtain mercy in a time of need. Would there be one precious hand that go up and say, preacher, I'm lost without God? Just one, would you? Would there be one? Well, let me ask you this. Would there be a hand tonight that go up and say, preacher, I've been saved by God's amazing grace. Though I haven't been judging my life, my heart's not clean. It's not where it ought to be with God. And that spirit, power, and love. You know, a lot of people mistake love for lust. That's not love. Love from the heart, not from the eyes. And that joy is not in my heart, preacher, like it was to be. I don't want to leave here away from God tonight. I want to have a clean heart and a right spirit and that joy. I don't want to fret not or fear not. But I want to live for God. Get in this revival and have an old-fashioned meeting here. I wonder if you'd say, preacher, I'm not where I ought to be with God, and I know it. I wonder if you'd just raise that hand, take it back down, would you? Anywhere in the house tonight, mother, dad, son, daughter, would you? Would you just raise that hand and put it back down tonight? Would you care that much, would you? While God's speaking, would you care that much tonight just to simply raise your hand? Would there be one tonight to just raise that hand, put it back down? God bless you, sir. Maybe you're a Sunday school teacher. Maybe you're a deacon. Maybe you're a preacher. Maybe you're a good labor, you say preacher. Oh, that clean heart and that right spirit and that joy is no longer in my heart. I need to get my vows renewed tonight. Go out and teach transgressors thy ways. You just raise that hand, preacher. I'm not wanting to be with God, and I know it, would you? How about it, mom, dad? How about it, young person, would you? Would there be another? Lord God, take these messages tonight and use them for your honor and your glory. Bless us. We sing this old hymn tonight. Help the folks to step out by faith, Lord, and make peace with thee. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we stand together tonight and sing this old hymn, come, if you will, and make peace with God, would you? That's right. That's right. Whatever's wrong in your life, Lord, right.